Well, darn it, a couple of tough ones there, Coach. There on Saturday and Sunday after a nice win to begin things, and said going in, hey, got a lot of teams that could win this district and still can with some of these teams left. But boy, a couple of toughies Saturday and Sunday, weren't they?
Yeah, it's okay. I know it sounds weird to say that as a coach. I mean, you want to win, but those are losses that a guy can live with, because we put ourselves in the best position to, you know, win. And kind of what I said yesterday after the game was we did not lose the games. I really feel like we truly just got beat. The fact that Holdridge had to walk us off and Broken Bow had to hold us the way they did, it shows that, that's your 1 and 2 seed, and as a 4 seed, we were doing that, and you had as a 3 seed, and you had the 4 seed Minden that ended up upsetting the 1 seed. So it is just, it still is wide open with those 3 teams still being in it, and it was really fun just to be around and be able to watch those games, even O'Neill and Weeping Water. Those 2 teams, obviously with the unknowns, they were really talented teams. Weeping Water was still playing yesterday, and they've had a tight one with Minden. So, I told Josh Page up in Broken Bow that for whatever reason, this year was probably the best year of postseason baseball I've seen in a while.
I know you've talked numerous times about, you ended up playing, 26 games? Should have been a lot more, but with rainouts and had some teams back out for this and that and everything and didn't quite get the full schedule on there. But, 26, usually play 26, 30 games. That's pretty good, but usually in McCook's case, that's a little short of what normally is the schedule, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I was talking to the kids the other night when we were watching the Weeping Water game. There's a few of us over there, and somebody had said that Broken Bow probably should have been the 1 seed, and I said, yeah, but that's if you compare it to what we did last year, just basing things off of the win percentage for your seeding, it's not that you get punished for playing more games and higher competition levels, but Broken Bow, they kind of did what we did last year. They went up to a tournament in South Dakota, and they I think they just kind of got walloped a little bit, but it was really stiff competition. They're representing Nebraska. So that's one of those things that you almost are better off seeding-wise at the end of the year to, play fewer games with maybe more familiar competition, but also that doesn't really benefit you as a team in general. So, yeah, it was just a lot of weird things that happened that kept us from playing our full schedule, but we got the games we got, and I'll still take it. It's, compared to my first year, we only played 17 games, 10 extra games, and really what it was, usually we played 2 tournaments and had a lot more doubleheaders. So if you compare that to last year, the Garden City tournament didn't happen, the Gehring doubleheader, we lost out on that. Just kind of the random doubles that we dropped and even single games that we didn't play compared to last year. So, it was still, I would say it was a pretty fulfilling summer. It just was a lot less hectic and actually gave us a little more time for practice.
Great squad to work with, Coach. I'm sure you'd agree with that. A lot of these kids, I bet, have a chance to come back and play another year. But I think you've got a couple of kids that are, their eligibility's done, isn't it?
Yes, and that's, kind of the thing that the rollover that we've had the last few years, that's brought just a ton of stability to the program all the way through, being able to return as many guys as we have at every level. We lose Quentin Terry and Espen Hall. They're both just aged out. So really, Coach Hines and I were talking on the way last night back home. We call it the American Legion Seniors, American Legion Juniors, but really it should just be called like 18U, 16U, because they match up with every other travel league age-wise. So, 2 guys that they've been part of the program forever. Quentin, he's one that he's played seniors actually for 5 years. He dual rostered for my first year and the year before I had started. So he's been around for a long time, and it's, you look at his career stats that I punched all that stuff in for our senior night that we did a couple weeks ago, and just his numbers are unreal to look at. Even over the course of as many seasons as he has played, which, it's just good to have a guy like that. And he's going to stay local, and he's playing at McCook Community College. He'll play first base and hit for him. And it's good for him to have this summer. summer to kind of rehab a little bit after his ACL issues. And, you know, just it was a good year for him. Espen Hall, same thing. Great year for him to go out on. He really stepped into Quinn's role as first base, and that's a position that he's really comfortable playing anyway. So, you know, yesterday was, I think, one of, like, two games that he played all season not at first base. He went to left field for us, and just really shows that he can do – he's kind of a do-everything player as well. You know, batting-wise, Espen's a little more of a contact guy, which he hit five-hole behind Quinton all season, and kind of that turnover guy is what I call it, where – or not turnover, turnaround guy, where, you know, we sprinkle in our contact kind of leadoff type hitters through the order and, you know, just get on base, and that's his job, and he also is able to knock in runs. So two really nice players that hopefully have – not hopefully, I know that they do have really bright futures in front of them.
But otherwise, a lot of these kids can come back and play again. He had some of those kids in the First Central Bank will be moving up as well. And that seniors bunch, look out, could be a pretty good one next year.
Yep, absolutely. And that should be, it should be a full roster. And you know, unfortunately, this was my last year. Decided to just step away. Had, you know, new baby coming in December and four-year-old starting T-ball next summer. So it does make me sad that I'm not going to be able to be around to, you know, have really a packed roster. But, you know, whoever does take over is going to, they'll have a lot of fun, and it'll be a good first year. It's not going to be a rebuilding year at all. It's going to be a recharge, reset, and let's just go. So, you know, in the end, baseball is baseball, and they're going to have quite a few guys that can come in and, you know, with just the amount of experience that we've had at our level and where we can bring back really, I mean, it'd be 11 guys of our 13 seniors only players. It should be, like I said, a lot of fun, and I'm really seeing a lot of success here in the future.
Yep, that Conroy household is going to get a little bit bigger, I mean, here pretty soon, isn't it?
A little bit bigger, and it's gonna, the dynamics are going to change a little bit. We had an ultrasound on Friday that, you know, it's still pretty early, but what we were told was if the ultrasound technician was going to put money on it, she said most likely a girl. So it'll be a little interesting with a couple boys that just kind of sit around and beat each other up all the time and get dirty. We'll see what happens, but you know what, as long as everybody ends up healthy, it'll be a good, like I said, December. So we've seen end December, and we've also seen like January 1st. So, you know, insurance reason, we'd like a Christmas baby, but you know what? You get your picture in the paper for a New Year's baby. So
that's exactly right. You bet. You know, Dad's got his baseball guys. Mom will get a softball girl.
That's right. That's right. And you know, we'll see what happens. But you know what? I'm excited, and that's kind of the biggest thing that I told the kids yesterday after the game that really is kind of disappointing to me is that they won't get a chance to be around the new baby at all because you know Walker and Ty, they love being around the kids, and you know Saturday night trying to get Ty, the two-year-old, to lay down. He started squawking that he wanted the baseball player. I want to see the baseball players. And, you know, they just think the world of the older guys and you know, good environment to raise your kids in the dugout and around sports. But, you know, still coaching football, they'll at least get to be on the sidelines. And told Walker he could probably start slinging some water bottles here in the future. So they'll still be around the kids, just a little different setting for sure.
I bet it's going to be a little tough for you to totally stay away. Baseball's in your blood, has been forever. You're still going to be at the ballpark. You might not think so now, but I bet it happens.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. I've had to truly say goodbye to baseball. You know, tore my UCL going into college and thought, okay, this might be it. And you know, things changed a little bit with your arm slowing down after that, and, you know, I was able to still get through a couple years of college ball, and, you know, that was kind of, within 3 years, I had to say goodbye a couple times, but, you know, this one doesn't really feel like goodbye. It is just definitely a, let's step away for a while, and, you know, I don't know if I'm going to regret this or not, but I'll go ahead and say on record that I will coach T-ball next year, so... You know, again, a little different dynamic, but a lot less, probably a lot less stress. I can tell you that for sure. Because, you know what, I'm okay with a 14-year-old umpire over some of the guys that we've had over the past several years. So, little less dirt kicking, I can tell you that.
There you go. You'll have a ball, Christian. I guarantee you'll have a ball, and you'll love it, and a lot of smiles, and there'll be some good times, there'll be some bad times, just like in older baseball.
Oh, yeah, and that's, you know, a guy that, other than my own dad, the guy that's been around me a lot baseball-wise, Doug Terry, told me that it is very fulfilling to get to go down and kind of coach at that level. So I trust that guidance a lot, and, you know, I'm excited. And yeah, it'll be different, but, you know, honestly, what I think I'm most excited about is being able to go on a family vacation and, you know, just be able to get away through the summer and, you know, reset a little bit. So it'll be different, but it'll be a good different. And like I said, maybe, who knows what happens in 10 years.
That's exactly right. Thanks, big guy. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you later, okay?
Yep, you betcha. Thank you very much for coverage for forever on everything.
You bet, Christian. We'll see you on the football field soon, okay?
All right. Sounds good. I'll be there.